Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com. And also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank.
There's a video that TMZ is putting out there right now in which Robert Kraft is, you know, one of these guerrilla ambush videos, is asked if the Patriots plan to re-sign Tom Brady, and he said, we plan to. They could start today, couldn't they? When does this get going?
That's a really good question and a good way to put it, and it relates back to some of the other questions that we've gone over through this. Bill's got the conch, as they said in Lord of the Flies. He's the one who does the talking, and he's in charge of the football. And until the football is resolved, he's going to be the one who makes the decision as to whether or not a new contract is negotiated and at what rate.
All right, the NFL Sunday presented by Kaplansky Insurance in the Best Yet studio in Brighton. Mark James, Jermaine Wiggins, Andy Hart here with you. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is Tom E. Curran. Tom, that was an interesting take about, you know, how long are the Patriots going to let this thing draw out, or do they let it just go to March 16th when the legal tampering period begins?
That's a great question, Mark, and hi, guys. I think absolutely this is what they want. This is how they've wanted it. So there is no urgency on the part of the New England Patriots to redo Tom Brady. The year-to-year notion that Brady said, I guess they want to go year-to-year after he did his deal, and said, I understand that, I'm no different than anyone else. He didn't want that. The Patriots wanted that. So the idea that at the end of January, there's no urgency felt on the part of the franchise necessarily, that's status quo. The Patriots aren't going to wake up one morning and say, oh my God, we have to get something done with Tom Brady. They're either going to figure it out football-wise in the next 40 days and say, okay, we're not moving on without him. Let's figure out how to get it done financially. Or they're going to say, we're going to rip a Band-Aid off and take our chances. They haven't done that yet. I don't think they've resolved it. I don't think that they are urgently trying to resolve it. They're being, as I would imagine, Andy and Jermaine, as disciplined and methodical as they always are with any massive decision. So they're not rushing.
Yeah, I would agree. And I wouldn't even just say massive decisions. I think Patriots 101 is to sort of push things off till the end when there's negotiating. But my question to you is, when would you advise our callers, our listeners, our readers to start running around like their pants are on fire and the sky is falling? When can they do that?
I would say March 10th. If you haven't heard word one about any negotiation, you can assume that Tom Brady's hitting the market. You know, they're busy. And that's the thing Bill Belichick, I'm sure, would say. Look, man, we're at the Senior Bowl. We got the Combine. We're still trying to figure out whether or not Jacoby Myers has upside. We're not on Tom Brady right now. But that period of time after the Combine, look, it doesn't take forever to sit there and do the noodling on mathematically what you're going to do and offer, if anything. So if you haven't heard from me, Schefter, Rappaport, somebody who's plugged into the notion of whether or not Mike Reese, I don't mean to exclude anyone, anybody who's been reporting on the football for a long time, you, Andy, Jermaine, not you.
Jermaine's got it at 98% that Brady's coming back.
My sources are a little different.
He's got a great year, too, Jermaine.
One of my sources say that Brady is going to be coming back next year. But my source, I don't like to throw those out there until I do enough digging.
But you said 98%, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Okay. On Gronk and Brady.
Yeah, well, the Gronk one, I think he's going to come back this year.
Hope springs eternal. I would say March 10th, though. If you don't hear anything a week prior, then Brady has to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to start preparing to play elsewhere because all the financials are going to hit him on March 18th.
Tom, how much does the uncertainty of the quarterback position and the uncertainty of Tom Brady affect what the Patriots might normally be wanting to do with Kyle Van Noy or Jamie Collins or any of these of their own free agents that they could potentially extend right now? How much does that have a bearing on their overall business model and plan this offseason?
I think it has a ton, because if you're going to be devoting $35, $36 million to the quarterback position, that's 36 you can't devote otherwise. If you're going to be devoting $24 million salary cap-wise to the quarterback position, there's a lot of damage you can do. There's a lot of damage you can do shopping for free agents. It really matters. Now, again, if they re-sign him, they're probably going to come up with void years and everything else. It's going to kick. And actually, now that I say that, I'm not sure of void years. I have to do more research. I noticed something the other day that make void years less likely to happen this year because of the expiring CBA.
Right.
So I want to swallow that back. Anyway, it's huge. It's a $35 million cap hit. It'll be the biggest. If Brady returns, it'll be the biggest cap hit in the history of the franchise. Percentage-wise, it might be damn close too, if not definitely the biggest cap hit percentage-wise of the cap.
So you don't believe, let's just clarify that, you threw that number 35 out there. You don't believe there is really any way for the Patriots to bring Tom Brady back on this, whatever you want to term it, team-friendly, low-cap number, these cap numbers going up, not down or staying flat?
In order to bring him back on a hometown discount, I think he has to go out, find nothing else out there, and then return. So then you're going to get hit with 13.5. I don't think the Patriots are going to be able to convince him to take 24
right
at the beginning of, you know, on March 16th before free agency. So it's 24 plus that 6, and he's only at 30.
Right.
I don't think that will happen. There's no raise there. There's no guarantee that you're going to surround him with better players. There's no guarantee it's not going to look just like it did before. And that's where the pride, I think, guys, comes into it as well. Look, I'm 43. I love it here. I want to stay here. But I can't just run it back the way it looked last year. I can't do that. I look at my press conferences, and I don't like the way I looked. I don't like the guy I was as a teammate necessarily. I don't like what I look like as a football player. I don't want to throw the ball away. I don't want to have to bail on snaps. And
right.
If they can't figure it out, I don't know if they'll just say, hey, let's do this without looking around.
Now, let me ask you, because I think that's a good point, right? If they're able to say to him, because you said 24, 25, I think it's somewhere between, let's call it 25, 26 million, and then you add that 6 million on top of that. Do you think Brady, it's more about how much he's making a year, or is it more about, listen, we'll give you the 25 and we'll do everything in our power to get as many pieces around you? Do you think it's more about the money, or them assuring him they're going to put pieces around him, but still paying him, you know, somewhere in the competitive 24, 25 million dollar range?
I think he's just of a mind that, look, I've been told this before over the last couple of years. They made me sing for my supper to try and hit incentives I had no shot at hitting when I was making $15 million 2 years ago. They wanted to make me do it again this year. They gave me a mild bump relative to 23. I'm not going to take some $18 million contract that's going to be $12 million less per year than Jimmy Garoppolo and look like a nitwit when I'm out here throwing to a bunch of guys who couldn't play for another team somewhere. That really, I think, is probably the indignation that anyone would feel in any job. Hey, we're going to get you this stuff. Just take less and we'll do it. Oh, man, we couldn't do it. Well, still looks like it's going to suck for you this year.
Yeah, but it's 20.
You have to have a kick in.
But, Tom, if they were saying, listen, we're going to give you $24, $25 million, right, and then we'll add the $6 million on top of that, it's not 18. Now your cap number's
no, you're right. Yes.
So
if you could sad, yeah, just don't embarrass him.
Right, but do you think that, that's what I'm saying, is $24, $25 million, is that embarrassing to him, or do you think he looks at that and goes, okay, it's a good number for me, it's a good, you know, as far as salary cap number, it works out well for you, but you're assuring me that you're going to do everything in your power to put as many pieces around you. You think that's a good number for him?
I do. I do. Mm-hmm. I think it could be. Let's say it that way. I think it could be, depending on what else is out there. So that's why Donnie either has to make some serious hay between March 16th and 18th when the legal tampering period begins. You got teams out there saying this is what we're going to offer. Well, you better back channel the hell out of it to know prior. And if teams are coming to the table and saying, look, we're going to give them 1 year at 25 and maybe and it's not better, then you might want to stay.
But
if somebody's saying we're going to give you 2 and 60, then why would you come back?
But let's say there is a deal out there, because I think that Don Yee's probably going to say, hey, listen, Tom, I could probably get you $30 million a year on the free agent market. The Pats, they're willing to let do 25. Do you think that $5 million is something that Tom goes, you know what, I'd rather take the $30 million for Team X out there versus, you know what, I know the comfort level here, I know everything here, and the Patriots are reassuring me that they're going to try to put as many pieces around me as possible. Don't you think he'll have a good understanding of that before he even hits the market?
I don't think it'll come down to, hey, I can make 25 with New England or 30 someplace else. Mm-hmm. It's how hard was that 25 to obtain? How much hand-wringing did they do? How much, well, we don't know if we want to. Does he have to go through the ringer? Does Don Yee have to, you know, bang on the table and threaten? Or do they try and work with him? I mean, that to me is more important. And so many people have said to us, it's never been about the money. All of us in the media have written about this. It's never been about the money with Tom. Why would it be now? It's not about the money now either. Otherwise, he would have left the opportunity to be franchised. It's about how much are you going to try and push him through the Play-Doh fuzzy pumper to make sure that he's going to, okay, just rip him to shreds in terms of making it. That's overstating it. We're not ripping him to shreds. Just push him through this grinder to try and get to a number that you resignedly say, okay, well, I guess we got to give you 25, take it to trough, but yeah, well, guess we got to do it. What do they say? Look, let's work together here.
Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, Tom E. Curran. Tom, you know about Bill Belichick, he's got to have some sort of, you know, what-if succession plan if a deal can't get done with Tom Brady. So if Brady, for whatever reason, March 16th and 18th rolls around and the you know, a New England's worst nightmare of him leaving, what's the next plan? Is it Jared Stidham? Is it Andy Dalton, Marcus Mariota? What's the plan?
Every team plans. The Patriots have frequently had their plans come together beautifully. I think oftentimes the Patriots' plans come together, however, because they are so patient and they let things play out. Look, with Garoppolo, perfect, perfect, perfect example of them saying, you know what, we're not going to do anything until we have to. We're going to wait this out. You never know what's going to happen. You never know. Why do we want to go and run down the aisle with something or make a decision before we have to? And in that instance, nothing came clear. They had to sell perhaps at a discount, certainly at a discount. I don't know what they're – it's a long way around this market.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're going to do. I'm sure they don't know what they're going to do. More likely, they'll look at it on March 10th and say, all right, here's our options. You know, Dalton re-signed with Cincinnati. Not going to happen, but Mariota's, you know, going to hit the market. Tannehill is going to hit the market. Maybe Brady wants to go there and we try and just swap. We'll take that dimwit.
So, that wasn't very nice.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
It did work. Hey, you know, that's funny.
So, Tom.
But there's no rush. There is. The Patriots are not going to go headlong into it. I don't think Stidham is going to be something an option that they turn their nose up to.
Tom, theoretically, one of the right-hand men making these decisions with Bill Belichick is Nick Caserio, but does his contract, which reportedly, you know, expires in April, and reportedly he was going to Houston. Now he's not going to Houston because Billy O got full power. Does that affect the decisions at all? And what's Nick Caserio's role going to be moving forward?
I don't know. I'm fascinated to see how that works out, because do they try and get him to resign? I'm sure that they have done that. Nick has representation with Bob Lamont. I'm not sure if he's always had that. I doubt it. I know when he had his Miami interviews a few years back, he must have had a representation then, but you know, he's got an expiring contract, as you said.
Yep.
Do the Patriots include him in all their plans, all their free agent plans, all their draft plans, because he's compiled them? They don't have a huge staff. It's really difficult, I think, for them to put to the side any employee, while a lot of teams do that when a guy has an expiring contract. So I'm fascinated to see how involved Nick is and whether or not Nick leaves. A lot of these guys, let's be honest, hesitant to leave the nest. And sometimes Bill pulls them back into the nest. So it'll be fascinating to see how this goes.
Tommy Curran on the Harbor One Hotline. You can watch him all the time on NBC Sports Boston, read his articles. And he's when it comes to this Brady and the Patriots, there's nobody. Him and Mike Reese are as good as it gets. Tom, we appreciate your Thanks, time, buddy. As always. Thanks, man.
All right. Okay. Talk to you from down in Miami. I'm heading there now. See you guys.
Okay, buddy.
Yep. Also, apparently not a Ryan Tannehill thing.
Well, no.
That but doesn't that tell you something, right? If they don't re-sign Brady, doesn't that tell you that they're just kind of like rebuild?
Yeah.
And then it certainly does.
If you
go into the season next year and like the lists are out there of potential guys, are you really a playoff competitive team?
How good your defense? Did you keep the defense together?
That doesn't matter. Let's say you re-sign Kyle Van Noy.
And Jamie Collins. And Jamie Devin Collins. McCourty.
The same defense that you had this year that everybody told me at the end of the year wasn't.
It wasn't.
Right. So let's say it is the same defense. Do you still feel like, wait a second, we're coming back with the same defense?
I think if Jarrett Stidham and the bulk of that defense comes back, you'll be lucky to be a 500 football team.
Right.
I mean Wiggy, you ready for this?
So isn't that you basically are saying, you know what, we're in
Well,
this...
it depends what you think of Stidham.
Mm-hmm.
You may have your guy.
Yeah,
Bill
but
may
I
have decided.
The guy, though.
But it doesn't matter what you think or I think or Mark thinks or Tom right. Curran thinks. Mm-hmm. If Bill thinks he's his guy,
yeah,
he's moving forward.
I mean, Wiggy, I'm with you. I think you bring in Stidham next year. You're talking. And here's another reason why. The Patriots go to Houston, Kansas City, mm-hmm. Chargers, Rams, and Seahawks next year on the road. They're going to play Baltimore, San Francisco, Denver, Arizona, and the Raiders here right. in Gillette. That's a tough right. schedule,
and
man.
You know, Brady against the Patriots here at Gillette.
And the other thing is
what about Brady against Garoppolo here at Gillette?
But the other thing that I always hear,
Brady against the Patriots here at Gillette, the Raiders.
Right.
Oh,
and the other thing that
let's not go down that road. But yes, that could happen. That could happen.
Carr is already down that road. You see, Carr lashed out saying, "I'm going to be I'll be taking the first snap at the new stadium."
Well, you know why I asked that question? Because I heard, and I always keep because Glenn keeps bringing up. On OMF, like, then if they re-sign Brady, they're not going to have this money to sign all these other people. Well, let's say if you sign all these other people, you have $30 million extra because you don't, or it's not even going to be that. Let's call it $15 million mm-hmm. because you're still going to have to put that amount of money into it.
Tooney's gone.
So Tooney's gone. When you look at your team, you're still not going to have a quarterback. Well, look at the Cleveland Browns. They're the most talented team on paper, but their biggest problem was they had quarterback right. issues.
So, did you have a quarterback this year?
Huh?
Did you have a quarterback this year?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm just if you bring in a guy that completes 61% of his passes and doesn't turn the ball over mm-hmm. and has a relatively low passer rating,
mm-hmm.
I mean, are you replacing Tom Brady the GOAT, or are you replacing Tom Brady this year?
No, I don't think you're replacing Tom Brady the GOAT, but you're replacing Tom Brady, the quarterback who doesn't make the bad decisions, who doesn't put you in.
So if you bring in Jason Campbell, guy never threw an interception in his life. You know why? Because he never made a play in his life.
Right.
Right.
But if you bring in that guy, can you go through a mediocrity streak?
Wiggy, if you have to pick one or the other, and you can say both,
mm-hmm.
to the failures of what happened in the 2019 Patriots, do you fail it on Brady or Belichick? Who's the blame? Belichick. It's Belichick. And you don't want to get, but it's Belichick. It's not Brady.
Why is it Belichick?
It's Belichick because I don't think
he made all the decisions. Yeah. It didn't work out. You admitted it earlier.
Yeah. You admitted it.
Right, but
I got
he swung
you.
And missed.
Okay, so
he's, I got you. All right,
so there you go. So it's Belichick because he swung and missed.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lack of him not trying.
No, it's never a lack of him not trying.
Right.
Who thinks he doesn't try?
Right. I mean, I get you're right. That narrative has been out there that he tried to screw Brady.
No,
he doesn't put anybody around him.
No one questions that.
Well, but there are people that'll say, oh, he didn't get the pieces Brady
needed.
Right.
He just made the wrong day. Of course he tried. I give him an A for effort, A plus for effort.
It's clearly Belichick because he swung and missed on all these guys.
Not only draft pick, but certain other things.
Draft, free agency.
Right. Okay, so at least we met
Brown
that.
Contract.
Yeah. There's all that. You
maybe
have
waiting on Gronkowski, whatever it is. It wasn't a lack of him trying.
No.
I will say, but it was definitely.
I will give him that. You 40 days after, you had to spend an extra 40 days after the regular season because you're in the Super Bowl for the third straight year. That's not easy then to turn around and get ready for a draft, get ready for free agency. It's a lot. Three straight years in a row to do that. Hey, Marv Levy didn't have to worry about that with the Bills because there was no free agency back then. That's the difference. Or maybe it's last year there was. You know, so all I'm saying is that...
I agree with you on that one.
So all I'm saying is this year, I expect the Patriots to be much better on the field
2020?
Yeah, because you're gonna
But if Brady's not here,
well, Brady's not here. All bets are off.
Well, if Brady's not here, you're not gonna.
But who is here?
You never know.
I know.
It doesn't matter. Pick anybody.
Drew Brees.
Well. But you said pick anybody. He's a free agent.
Like guys that you realistically. Why
we're not
going
to be good.
Right.
We're going to. Next year, we won't be saying this is weird that we're out of the playoffs in early January. Next year, it's very likely if Brady's gone, you're out of the playoffs in early January.
Or early November.
You're going to be like. I agree with you.
There's a possibility.
You're going to be like, the stadium's empty.
The one flaw to that theory is you're still. I don't totally let it assume anybody will run away with the East. You could be like the NFC East, where you're not very good, but you're in it right to the end because somebody's going to win it at 9-7.
You would need Buffalo to fall on their face.
Hey, Wiggy, I know you're going to pick up your kids.
Yeah, because I would think Buffalo would be the...
I'm glad you and I agreed on those two things, on the Belichick being blamed for the season and the fact that if they don't have Brady next year, that early November, I mean, this thing has become... It's like you're looking at, what do we got to do to get Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence?
You know what you are?
What do we got to do?
Without Brady next year, you know what you are? You're hoping that the AFC East is like the NFC East, and it's
that's all it is.
Can we back in like the Cowboys?
The best of the worst, or the Eagles? The best of the worst.
One more thing you two agree on is you're not man enough to apologize to Robert Kraft that he was right and you
were wrong. No, because I'm with Wiggy. That's the third thing we agree on. I believe if Antonio Brown had football in his life, he would not be going down this path.
I don't think he'd be making some of the horrible decisions.
Yeah, I don't either. Listen,
so stubborn, so naive.
Listen, Antonio Brown. Listen, Antonio Brown. I know he was only here 11 to 13 days, but listen, he adhered to the Patriot way.
He needs structure. That's why when you asked me about
it. I just saw that article.
Can you people hear me rolling my eyes on the radio? Because I am. They're hurting that I'm rolling them so hard.
Listen, Antonio Brown loved Belichick and Brady. He loved them. He respected them.
Didn't love them enough to walk the straight and narrow.
No. He made a mistake with the text message. And that mistake that he made, it's like I tell my kid all the time.
Right.
Sometimes you're able to bounce back from a mistake. Sometimes you only get one chance. And that's it. And that mistake only harms him.
And unfortunately for him,
that mistake killed him.
It's continuing to go on this downward spiral.
Because they let him go. And without the structure in his life, you can clearly tell that.
I know. He's gone off the rails.
Yeah.
Gone off the rails. No apology here.
I didn't hear it. I was listening.
I didn't hear it. None.
He's swimming in the deep end with ankle weights on.
Yep.
Well, and a GPS monitor. That has some weight to it, too.
Yes, there's that. And the shocks in the water.
He's got a cut on his leg.
I only fear about this, too. Where he lives, what's going on there this week? Parties, Super Bowl. It's like, oh boy.
No, this is his perfect opportunity to take advantage of it.
It's going
to
be at Gronk Beach.
I feel like he's done with football and his whole life is now I'm going to be this.
No. Wiggy,
now
I'm a musician, entertainer. Wiggy, he can't be done with football.
So getting arrested and things like that, it actually works out good for me.
It's good for his cred.
All right, Wiggy, get out of here. You got the 4EA schedule. Get out of here. Now it's time for trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're listening to NFL Sunday with Wiggy, Hart, and James on Sports Radio WEEI.
NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com, also in part by New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank. Right to the phones. We appreciate your patience, folks. We know it's been a while. 617-779-7937. We go right to them. It's just two gas bags, Mark and Hart. Wiggy has left the building. So Wiggy's out of here.
Yes, we have more time to be blowhards now.
Right, and now we go right to the phones. So, listen, everybody, we really appreciate everyone holding. Bill in Framingham, thank you. What's up?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I just want to say the next quarterback that comes in here, whether it's a Bridgewater or a Stidham, whoever it is, better be good, because they'll be booed out of the stadium, and this team is going to be horrible, horrible.
You know what you need, Bill? Need somebody to come in. Not that Derek Jeter was ever as good at his sport as Tom Brady is it his, but you need a Didi Gregorius to come in and where now Didi's no longer a Yankee. I believe he's gone. If I'm not mistaken, that was one of the things I saw in the offseason. So many things, baseball, just during football season, you know, my focus, but you need a Didi Gregorius. I don't think, at least not at this stage.
You never know. Jarrett Stidham.
He could be.
Young guy.
He could
now,
be.
I don't think you're going to get that out of a bridge guy, a guy you bring in.
Right.
And Bill's right, because being at all the Patriots games when the offense struggles, when there's a little, the one thing fans generally tend to fall back on is a Brady chant. Like, Brady, he'll get us, right?
We want Brady.
Whatever it is. And if that's gone, then what do you have?
Yeah.
And one other point I want to make is, if Brady leaves and becomes successful, doesn't have to win a Super Bowl, but has a bounce back year, and the Patriots are terrible, now the whole conversation is going to be Bill Belichick or Brady, where everyone's going to see, I told you it was Brady.
Correct.
And is Belichick aware of that?
Yeah.
Knowing that, hey, if we flop with this awful team that I have, are they going to stop saying, it was all because of Brady? That's all I get to say, guys.
All right, Bill. Thanks for the patience. Thanks for holding
Dead on, Bill. And I think what people don't understand is, I think most people think they both have a lot to lose. In my opinion, Tom Brady has nothing to lose. If he goes elsewhere and fails, we will say a couple things. He's 43. Yeah. Sooner or later, he was going to fail. He had to switch teams and offenses late in his career. I mean, that's an uphill battle for anybody. If Bill Belichick fails, well, that means without Tom Brady, he's a failure. Because in Cleveland, or early in New England, or late in New England, he will have failed without Tom Brady. Then people will start to say, it really was. That was Brady all along. Brady made Bill the winner that he is. That's what people will say. So if any legacy has the chance to be adversely affected, I'm not saying people will suddenly say Bill never did anything, blah, blah, blah. But some measurement of being adversely affected, it's Bill's legacy that could change, not Tom's. Tom's is
solidified.
Yeah,
forever.
It is what it is.
Forever.
His can be helped, because if he goes somewhere else and, like, all of a sudden that team is 13-3, the number one seed, it's like, oh my God, even at 43 in a new place, he carried some. He's the ultimate greatest winner. But I really don't think Brady's legacy can be negatively affected by a move. I don't.
No. Didi Gregorius is with the Phillies now. He left because there was no money left after the Yankees basically had to go to the U.S. Mint and basically withdraw for Gerrit Cole. Right. So Joe Girardi brought him into Philly. So that's something like that is what the Patriots will need. Kay's up next in Western Mass. What's up, Kay?
Hi. It was reported 2 years ago that Tom and his wife had decided that he would play 2 more years. Time's up. Tom, listen to your wife. Live up to your word. There will be more to come without life-threatening injuries. Enjoy your life, Tom.
Yeah, Kay, I think, though, he's negotiated 2 more.
Yeah, I don't think
Kay?
I think that door is closed. He's not walking away.
Yeah, and I, you know what? I think the boss, Miss G, I think she signed off on it, too.
Right.
I think Miss, as long as, happy wife, happy life, and I think Giselle's okay with it. I don't know if Giselle is all that high on being in Boston anymore, but she's okay with her hubby playing a couple more years.
All righty. I just hope he makes it through without a threatening injury to his life. That afterwards he can't enjoy his family, you know?
Right. Oh, no. We don't know.
That concerns me.
Right. No, I understand. And
thanks
I don't,
for the call, Kay.
I don't think that would ever happen. We don't ever know. We don't never know. But, I mean, it's just the way you can see. I don't know. Do you ever consciously notice that when guys go to hit Tom Brady, they do it with they don't do it
they're
to
afraid,
take
his, no.
They're, right, you know what
no
I mean?
No one goes after him.
You know what I'm saying?
I would. I'd go after him. I know I would. I know myself. If I saw him rolling out on a reverse and he's...
And you got the blind side?
I'm hitting him. You're a football player.
But what I'm saying, like, guys aren't going Bernard
Pollard.
No, they
don't. They don't.
And that's where...
And you can't anymore to some degree, and you really can't to Tom Brady. You're going to get flagged if there's even the hint of the closest anything.
I know.
And they all know that. But I also think they genuinely respect him. I think they genuinely, what is it, genuflect to him. Like, there
sure.
is...
Sure.
And he's earned that. He's earned that. Like, I think he took advantage of it earlier in his career. There was the famous...
Ray Lewis?
No, before that, Urlacher. He had a run on Urlacher where he gave him a little thing, and Urlacher was clearly just kind of coming up to, like, you know, you're going to slide
him.
Here.
He's going
to
hug him. Or...
We'll go down together.
Yeah,
we'll sell this for the... And then Brady goes by him, and I really believe Urlacher was probably like, what the bleep? I was going to just sort of... I wasn't trying to blow you up or anything. So that was a little early. Now that he's 42...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine with people saying...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be the one that ends Tom Brady's career.
No.
You don't want to have that look on. In this day and age with video, you want to be that guy?
No.
You know, you don't want to be that guy.
Not at all. Not at all. 617-779-7937. Where's this guy been? I honestly, you have been MIA forever. Peter in Jamaica Plain, how are you?
I'm good, guys. But I am, I don't listen to the radio anymore. I've been a loyal listener for 40 years to this station.
Why not?
I don't want to go across the dial, but I don't do it now. But it's been, for 2 weeks, it's been 4 hours of where is Tom Brady going to go next year? That's it. And it's so boring that I don't listen to the radio anymore. I'm listening today.
It's so boring that our lines light up every time we bring up the topic.
No, but Peter, to your point, fair enough. And I understand. You got to understand one thing, too, Peter, is that, and I get where you're coming from, but, like, the majority of listeners and callers,
How do you know? You've had about 3 callers all day.
That's not accurate.
No, Peter, that's true, guys.
No, we've gone to them.
Peter.
I complained about him not going to them earlier. Right. We've had people waiting 59 minutes, over an hour.
Yeah, Peter.
Lines have been decked out.
All day long, Peter. All day long.
And, Peter, what would you want to talk about now, other than the biggest story in sports history?
How about the Celtics beating the Lakers by 50 points? How about Jason Tatum being, like, the next superstar in Boston?
Oh,
how about
wait a minute. You don't want to talk about Brady, but you want to bestow the next superstar label on Jason Tatum?
Peter, we've been saying that for a while. He needs to prove it.
No. Hey,
sack up and perform.
Tom Brady is a huge story, right?
The biggest story in sports history,
hey,
I think.
He's not worth... Every single hour of every show.
You're exaggerating because we did a whole week on Red Sox signing.
Cheating.
Yes, we did. You can't say you don't listen and then tell us what we did.
Peter, we did a whole week on Red Sox cheating scandal.
Well, you did Red Sox, right? Have you done any Celtics?
Yes,
in portions.
And Peter, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and give you what you want. So I want to tell you this, Peter, and just about the Celtics this season, and I want to give you this. They look good recently. I will tell you, if they face the Philadelphia 76ers, they'll be lucky to win a game in the series. They do not match up well with Philly, and they will get bounced. I don't have...
Okay. All right.
So I'm just telling
your opinion on one point. There's like 30 points. No,
okay, no. Bring up another point, Peter. You're the new program director here.
Right.
You're the new host. Let's go.
Peter Zarbano, go ahead.
All right. They beat the best team in basketball by
which
like
didn't take the game
points.
Seriously. Their best player went to his son's game and flew in and skipped this whole pregame, and they could not have turned the ball over more often in the first quarter. The Lakers gave you that game early.
If you watch before the game, the Lakers were going crazy. LeBron James was
they got off to a good start in the first quarter.
Right, and then they turned the ball over endlessly. They gave you that game.
Hey, you know what? You know what's great, guys? I've listened to 5 minutes of Celtics talk, and this is really enjoyable.
Oh, there you go.
The second you go back to Tom Brady, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write my book.
You're writing a book?
And I'm going to listen to Queen. And I'm going to watch Shameless.
Wait, don't hang up. You're writing a book? I'm interested.
Well, what's the book about?
I'm a golf instructor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's about golf.
Okay, gotcha. Hey, Peter, I will tell you, I love your candor, but I actually do miss you, because it's been a while. I wonder what happened to you, and I'm glad you're alive. Okay.
No. What do you mean? What happened to me?
I just haven't heard from you.
He stopped listening. He doesn't like Brady talk.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, Peter, call back.
But last year it was all Kyrie Irving talk.
No, I know.
That got boring to me.
Hey, Peter, I'm on 10-1 every night except for Fridays. Call back and talk Celtics any night you want. Okay.
Thank you.
You got it. I tried to appease him at the end.
Yeah, I don't care for Peter. And now I know he's an expert on boring. He thinks we're boring because we're talking just Brady. He's writing a golf book. Expert on boring.
That was funny. Like the one time you got that one caller in to Mark and Hart a few weeks ago goes, you know, or he called, was he called in or text? I don't remember. And he goes, oh, you know, sounds like the average IQ of the callers of your shows. That's why he called in. It's like, well, you're calling in.
Right.
So what does that make you?
And we are driven by callers and texts. Like,
we play the hits.
If you want to talk something, call in.
That's fine. That's fair.
Right. I'm not like, I know there's some hosts in this town and some shows on this day. Like, if you're not on topic, like, I'm a big believer we're sports talk radio. We're in a bar room.
Yeah.
We're just shooting the poo.
That's right.
And if you want to talk about the Celtics, now I think I enjoyed the win over the Lakers. I can't really talk Bruins.
But I can talk about it. No, it's fine. It's whatever you want to talk. Listen, we could talk whatever you want. I mean, it's okay, but you got to understand one thing. And Peter, I say this to you, like, just sort of as the unsilent majority here. Brady Gate, like Brady Watch, Brady Watch, because Gate is something negative. Brady Watch, I tell you, if you don't like, it's going to be happening for the next 2 months, pal.
I'm sorry. And you literally, if you hate that, you probably should turn your radio off, work on your book, and come back when it's been figured out, come mid-March. That's passed and he's moved on. Although, you know what? If he moves on, you're going to be a lot of off-season talk about him moving on and then who they're replacing him with. And I apologize, but then the Patriots are going to be the main story.
Right. And after the draft, then we will be able to do it. Like, around that time, the Celtics season, they'll be starting the playoffs, and so it'll be exciting, and we'll see
what
happens.
Patriots will still be a big story.
Oh, I know. Patriots
Sorry,
rule.
Peter.
They rule.
It is NFL rules.
Yeah, I know.
And I also, just to get back into that game, I enjoyed it as a viewer because they went down. They were down 8-0, maybe 12-0, and they were getting dunked on. LeBron's throwing up lobs. And then the Lakers got sloppy. They turned the ball over. It was also the first game back, I believe, for Anthony Davis. He was clearly rusty. He was not himself. He was not very good. And the whole LeBron going to his kid's game and then flying in and skipping pregame, I'm not sure the Lakers took it all that seriously. It was a great win. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. But I'm not going to say, oh, because that win, you beat the best team in the West and you're going to win the title now. I don't know that you can beat the 76ers, right? I certainly don't know that you can beat the Bucks. I don't really feel good about that Bucks series. Mm-hmm. I think there's a chance they could go to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not as sold on the Sixers as you are. I think the Sixers are a fraud team that never live up to their talents.
Well, here's the thing,
ever.
Though.
I don't trust them. If I'm a Philly fan, I wouldn't trust them.
It's just such a bad matchup. It's why the Celtics haven't beaten them this year. 617-779-7937. Peter, despite what you may think, the line's been lit up for all 4 hours. So we have about just over... I don't know, 32 minutes, 31 minutes left here till 2:30. So we'll get to all your calls right here.
Also, while we were talking Celtics there, three more new callers just chimed in that have Brady in their comment line.
Sorry, Peter.
I know. Brady is the GOAT. He is the story. And I was only half kidding when I said this is the biggest offseason story in Boston sports since Babe Ruth.
You're not lying.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. And only Glenn Ordway was alive when
Sorry, Peter. Hope the book goes well.
The big O was
hit the little white ball straight and try to put it in the hole. The book is over.
And Peter, put this quote into your new golf book from me. Golfers are not athletes. Put that in there. Wow. All right, the NFL Sunday presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com, also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank. Mark and Hartz here on NFL Sunday. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance, coming to you from the Best Yet Studio here in Brighton. Mark and Hart here. Wiggy is out. He did 3.5 hours. And
he took you down in that fight about Belichick. Ooh.
Oh, no, he didn't.
1-0 Wiggy.
No. No, I mean...
You think Peter liked that segment? He won't like the next lineup of calls.
Right.
Brady.
Peter, you shouldn't have stoked the fire, pal.
Or maybe just move. If you don't like Boston sports.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
You might be in the wrong place.
Yeah. Just imagine what Orlando Sports Radio is talking about today. Gee, should the Magic trade at the deadline and get Nerlens Noel? Right. I mean,
go to Scottsdale. Right. You can do golf, write about golf, whatever.
Yeah, sure. David and Needham's up next. What's up, David?
Well, the fact that he's listening to NFL Sunday, he says he doesn't listen to the radio, but he was clearly up to date on everything that's going on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. And then he was telling us what we talked about when the Red Sox cheating scandal broke.
Right.
For a week, we went all Red Sox cheating scandal. I even made the comment, David, saying, you know, I got to be honest with you, it's kind of nice to take a little bit of a time out from Brady watch. And then we knew that come Monday, which was this, you know, six days ago, that we were going to go back to it. So, but like, it was nice.
That's where the word baffling is really, if you look up baffle, it usually dulls the sound of thing, but we're certainly not doing that. But Brady, why would a man who's been somewhere for 19 years, there is no desire to leave. I can't believe that he's been insulted to a point where they cannot work it out. It just, to me, if I'm putting myself in his shoes. If I was somewhere for 20 years, why am I going to leave? And then it would be baffling for him to to Kraft and Belichick don't.
Well, yes. I think you're talking about starting over, David. David, by the way, your phone cut out a little bit there. Yes, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's like, to change everything now, that's the thing. It's like changing it now, it's like, man, I mean...
But it's personal. Like, you don't know how he feels.
ego-wise, appreciation-wise, whatever that level has been reached.
See, I thought, or you could have made, if this was 2 years ago and the Patriots went to the Super Bowl, but Brady didn't have that MVP season and he didn't throw for 500 yards and three touchdowns with no picks, and he had the season he had this year, and let's just say this was 2 years ago and you already trade Garoppolo, then I could see. But it's like, because Belichick and Brady, apparently, according to the Seth Wickersham article, which came out on Wild Card Weekend 2018, that they, it was fractured. It was in a bad state. I don't mean state of Massachusetts. It was not Alex Guerrero's access had been completely stripped away, and things were not good. But now, what happened the following year? Well, they won it all, and now everything's hunky dory. And Brady and Belichick are back on the same page to as much as they can be. And I got to tell you, I was a little surprised about what Tom Curran said about, but you said it. But I was a little surprised that Tom Curran sort of backed you up, not knowing that March 16th, they're going to wait that long? The Patriots? Really?
That's the way they do business.
Really?
Yeah, I've witnessed Bill do these types of things long enough where he pushes it off. He doesn't do it until he needs to do it. And I think he believes that there's also a positive to that. Not only does he not have to do it, that sometimes that forces the hand of the other person. That causes them to do something they might not normally do, puts a little stress on them. It's really no different than his press conferences when we're all amazed where he can just look at you in silence and half the time the person breaks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Volin doesn't break, though.
No, but Ben does a pretty good job. You know how they say there's a fine line between balls and stupidity?
Yeah.
Benjamin Volin. Love you, Ben.
I do, too. But you know what it is, though? Bill has a playful back and forth with Volin. It's like Seinfeld and Newman.
Yes, there is
like
a little.
Volin. Like Bill knows what Volin's all about, and Volin knows that Bill knows what he's. So there's a, like, you know, but Bill will, at times, when Ben is prodding too much, Bill will have to say, well, we could. The one thing I Ben got him on two things this year, two things at the press conferences, and I listened with a very consciously trained ear. He got him on this. He got Bill to cite his record at 10-3. And then the day after the season ended against Tennessee, when he asked him about Tom Brady, and he said, quote, "I'm not prepared to talk." Those two things, Volin got Belichick on the stand there. He got him. I got to give Ben credit on that. Wait a second. You're the poster child for preparation.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's
Sun Tzu, the battle is won before it's ever fought.
Right.
Some of those things.
You're not, what do you mean you're not prepared? What are you talking about?
Bill, the battle's coming. You might want to prepare.
Yeah. Like, you lost 12 hours ago. You can't keep using that excuse anymore.
Technically speaking, you could sign him right now.
I know.
Bill, what are you doing?
Volin got him on that. That's why.
Are we sure that was Ben?
It was.
Wasn't Tara?
No, it was
Tara
Ben.
Had a follow-up.
No. Ben got him on "I'm not prepared to talk about it." Like, it was Ben Volin.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember hearing it and playing it over
I'll
and over again.
I'll trust you, even though I don't really.
Yeah, okay. James in Norwich. What's up, James?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, before I get to the Brady point, you guys mentioned that you can have your callers call in and talk about anything that they want, and you'd be more than happy to talk to them about it, correct?
Yes. Yeah. What do you got?
All right, I want to talk about my favorite sport, curling.
No.
Okay, what do you got? We'll try.
What do you got, James? Go ahead.
I like curling. Did you see that bocce throw making the round on Twitter? And this is serious, James. I don't know if you're on social media. It was a Sports Illustrated video of the World Bocce Indoor Championships or something. If you haven't seen it, Google it. I believe firmly, and I am not exaggerating, it's the greatest play I've ever seen in any sport in the history of the game. There were two balls that you couldn't get the ball through. He throws it.
He did a combination.
No, he split these two balls and he hits the little one, but he does it. The thing starts out 50 feet to the right. It reads the green. And I'm telling you, there was literally just a ball's width to get through. It's the greatest shot I've ever seen. Go look it up. It's
wow.
Unbelievable. See, you didn't think you'd get bocce talk, James.
No, I that's right. But I'm familiar with bocce. I've played it, not professionally, but I've played it.
Do you drink when you play?
What's that?
Do you drink when you play?
Yeah, something like that.
Because
yeah, if
you go to the video, most people say shots don't count unless there's a beer in your hand, and he didn't have a beer in his hand. I don't think they're allowed to drink on the professional bocce tour.
No, I don't think so either, but there's nothing better than shaving ice, you know, in curling. But anyways, I just wanted to talk about Brady. Now,
yep.
I know you mentioned that, you know, you think it's crazy for Brady to want to relocate, but I don't think it is. I think he's tired of being where he's at because he's uncomfortable. Talks that I've heard him, interviews that I've heard him say, and
yep.
just his demeanor, you know. And I think he's warming up to the idea of going to another team, and he just wants to play.
Right.
He just wants to show that he can play for 2 or 3 more years, whatever it is, and he's going to promote his product. That's his main objective right now. He's already, you know, I don't think it's a Super Bowl. I don't think the Super Bowl is really the most important thing right now is promoting his product.
Well, I think the Super Bowl is the most important thing when the Patriots are in it. I think his product, obviously, he wants it to do well, but I don't think that, you know, I think he's just doing this. This is something he discovered with Alex Guerrero in the last.
But it's a passion.
It's a huge passion.
If you go back and listen to some of those interviews, and he had some Dennison Callahan and Kirk and Callahan interviews where the passion was just obvious. It oozed through your speakers when you're listening in your car. Like,
oh,
and they would go
does.
Long.
Oh, he does.
Like a regular one, a regular interview with Brady might be 15. Some of those would go half hour because he's rolling and poison and cornflakes, and they want you. Imagine if LeBron got on my plan, and I want to bring this to every. So I do think that's a passion. I would also ask you a question. I don't think he knew it, but when Jimmy Garoppolo was drafted, that reinvigorated Tom Brady. That lit a fire under his ass.
Sure,
that may have helped him.
It did. It did.
Is there any chance that he needs that fire again? We're 5 years later. If he needs that fire, maybe he does it this way. Maybe this new fire is, now they're doubting me. I'm changing teams. I can't do it. Maybe this is the way to reignite that chip, that fire, that last surge towards the 45-year-old plus finish line. And if you're a little bit unhappy, or maybe a lot unhappy, who knows how unhappy. I mean, I will say, I go back to it. Winning cures all, except when you're 8-0 and Tom Brady declares to Sunday Night Football, I'm the most miserable 8-0 quarterback in NFL history, right?
And I thought he might have said that facetiously, but he actually meant it.
No. You know why?
He meant it.
You know why?
Why?
Because he knew it was a house of cards. He knew they weren't that good.
Right.
He knew the offense wasn't that good. The defense was picking on bad quarterbacks and bad teams. He saw the loss to the Dolphins and the loss to the Titans long before any of us ever did. Everybody was saying, they might lose to the Eagles or the Cowboys. He saw, we're not good enough. We are not a Super Bowl football team. We're not a championship team. And I firmly believe that. He saw that way back in October.
Well, there is, I mean, you know, the next 2 months, two MVPs could possibly no longer be here. Mookie Betts and the greatest athlete in Boston sports history, Tom Brady. You think about that. And Mookie Betts, fine. The Red Sox.
No, not fine. Don't dismiss it.
No, but what I'm saying is that when you've lost players like Clemens and Babe Ruth and some other guys that have gone, like Mookie
is not in the twilight of his career like Roger Clemens was supposedly.
But why I like the Mookie is if the Red Sox can get a bundle in prospects and guys that have that huge.
Doesn't sound like that.
Well, the Padres and Dodgers, according to the
Quantrill. I don't know who that is.
No, I know. Padres and Dodgers, though, they're still in the Mookie sweepstakes.
Show me the money, then.
That's it.
Show me the prospects. Give me a reason to have hope, because otherwise it certainly just seems like you're a small market team cutting salary by getting rid of a big-name player.
You know, final segment coming up next on NFL Sunday. I want to ask all of you, now that football is basically over, what are you guys doing with yourselves on Sundays? Aside from take away next, you know, and like, I also want to find this out too from Patriot fans. Do you just, because this is a pretty good Super Bowl.
Yes.
This isn't Jacksonville, you know, versus Arizona. This is like the Chiefs and the Niners, you know, Patrick Mahomes versus Jimmy G. Like, there is
the future.
Yeah.
The future of the NFL.
Right.
Hopefully.
But do you care? I mean, obviously you will never care as much as you do when the Patriots end, but do you actually care? Or are you just saying, you know what, I'll watch it, but I really don't care. 617-779-7937. And I want you to give me and Andy some great things to do, because I've got Netflix and Prime Video, some great things that we can do now on Sundays to occupy our time that football is pretty much done after next Sunday night around 11:30. All right, we'll get to all that final segment next on NFL Sunday.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com. And also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank.
All right, final segment, NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. Appreciate everybody who listened today. It's good stuff. John Anderson, Brian DeFelice, Dylan Mitchell, doing a great job producing the show. We'll take your phone calls, be here with you for about another 8 minutes. What we were thinking about, like, some things, because I actually do enjoy college basketball. I'll get more into it, like, when after Super Bowl and you know, things will start to pick up. But I understand, like, around here, like, even around the world, no, like, college basketball, if we were 20, 25 years ago, it was huge. It was, you know, all like from November on. It was, wake me up on Selection Sunday. Give me the brackets so I can fill them out. That's right. What the whole it's reduced to 3 weeks. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, I heard Dick Vitale say something last week, and I was watching a game on Saturday, Arkansas, Kentucky. He goes, "Oh, enough about LSU. Great, they won. Let's move on. It's basketball season now." It's like, well, Dick, you know, you might think that, but, like, here's the thing. The world doesn't think that.
Right.
I mean,
I do like a changing of the season. It's sure. Sort of like the New England weather. I like, yeah. You know, you get sick of the heat, you get sick of the cold, you get sick right. of whatever. And
like tonight,
change.
Tonight, like, I'm sure you will be as well. I'm fixated on Celtics versus Zion.
Sure.
Like, 6 o'clock tonight, I'm psyched.
Now that
for
we lost
game.
The guy who thinks he's the most overrated. Dude, I don't really get it.
I don't. You're the only person. Like, first of all, he just want. That must be his soapbox thing, where he's like, "I'm gonna pick that this guy is." Like, I will tell you. Like, I've already. I think you've heard my saying. I call Tua. My nickname is Tua Tebow Vailoa.
Yeah.
Because I just don't. I think he's overrated.
He could be. I'm not a big Tua guy.
You know what I mean? But
Zion.
Zion is legit.
I don't see what to.
Right.
I mean. The body type / knee injuries, okay, maybe there's a concern there. But his game?
Yeah.
Like Wiggy was saying, he's lacking in his game, in his skill set, mocking his threes.
Oh my,
it was his first game.
He
comfortably is shooting threes as a quasi. I'll ask you a question. This is where I'm not Mr. Maybe Gilroy could tell me, basketball guys.
Gilroy's at the game today in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Gilroy's there. He did a road trip.
So, like, what is Zion? Is he a 3? A 4? Like, what is he?
I think he's positionless. I think he's a 3 or a 4 primarily, but I think he's positionless.
I mean, that's where he fits in that
right,
range.
Right, right.
But well, he certainly doesn't really fit
But you know, the NBA now, man.
Positionless basketball.
That's the way it is.
And he can play that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take him in a lot of matchups. He's like, a little like the Gronk thing. Well, the safety is going to be too slow for him. The corner is going to be too small for him. He's got that advantage.
Here is my thing. When he came in the league, I said, at worst, his floor is Blake Griffin.
I think that's fair.
And that's his floor. Blake Griffin, and I don't like Blake Griffin. I think he's overrated, and I think he's been, you know, but Blake Griffin has been a perennial all-star since he set foot in the NBA.
Right.
That's his floor. His ceiling is, I don't like.
And I think he's better than Blake Griffin. He comes in as a better shooter.
Hey, you know, Zion, and if he can, and he was making fun of his low post game. Like, what are you talking? Like,
it's almost like he had never watched him.
Right, like,
or too limited a sample of something.
Yeah, like,
and I love that. I'm a big one. Like, you watch something and, like,
sometimes we just have reactions. Like, you're not even really sure why you react that way, why you don't like a guy, or why you really like a guy that you don't know enough about.
Yeah.
And he clearly reacted in a certain way, but I hope it's not for show and to be the contrarian.
No.
And like,
that's a
AB's done. I need a new bit.
Hey, that's a, like, I will tell you, before he got into the NFL, when he was in the NFL, and I was, there's only me and another guy I knew who, like, and there probably were other people that questioned him too, but, I knew Tim Tebow would suck.
Oh, everybody did.
But a lot, but
Josh McDaniels didn't.
Skip Bayless didn't, because he was, I mean, did you, like,
okay, there are some dumb people.
Right. But dumb, I mean, people get paid a lot of money.
And, well, that is true.
You know.
But there were certainly a lot of supporters of him.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But I never knew where that.
That's what I'm saying.
Some of that was like
I knew
religious and political.
Yeah.
And he had a certain following that it wasn't really about football.
No, it was a cult-like following.
It was
dude.
Very cult-like.
Like, and it was
and
scary.
And if you weren't in the cult.
And you know what was weird, who took a lot of heat off of Elway, was when Elway replaced him with Peyton Manning. If he didn't replace him,
right.
If he replaced him with
all the other guys he's had since,
yeah, then it would have been like, oh, Elway would have been run out of town. He replaced him with Peyton Manning, then he went up winning the Super Bowl.
He won a playoff game. I know that. Yeah,
right.
He can't throw the football.
He never could. Boomer sized into me. Like, Boomer always was even when Boomer always he can't throw the ball.
And practices were uncomfortable. It's like, throw it. He also couldn't read. He couldn't read a defense and know when to throw the football.
I know.
So not only could he not get from point A to point B with his arm, he didn't know where point A and point B were.
Yeah.
Almost to the point, didn't we hear stories later that he had a learning disability?
He did. Yeah. It was weird because he did well in his Wunderlic, but he wasn't a cognitive thinker.
Right.
He wasn't.
Just couldn't.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was uncomfortable. You'd be like, throw the ball. Please just throw the ball. Why are you holding on to the ball? Throw the ball.
Right.
It's awkward.
Like, you would have been, and I probably, I got some height. Like, you know, it's not bad when you can do a jet sweep to Percy Harvin, or I'm just going to throw it up in the air to Riley Cooper, David Nelson, Aaron Hernandez, Chris Rainey. You got the Pouncey twins protecting you.
Right.
You had some talent there.
And he has it.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. He has, I'm not talking about football it. I'm talking about leadership.
Yeah.
Locker room it. He has it there.
It doesn't mean that you're going to be a good NFL quarterback. That's the problem. John in Somerville. John's going to tell us how to pass the time. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
I know we haven't really talked about it up here because we have bigger sports things to talk about, but I'm kind of sold on the XFL so far.
Hart's
I've been following
pumping
it.
He's promoting it. Yeah, I know.
I'm with you.
I'm
interested. I'm interested.
Listen, the intrigue factor's there. I'm intrigued.
So I've been following it for a little while since they announced it. And, to me, I've noticed some stark differences between that and the AAF. The AAF relied on, outside money. Like, they had the owner of the Hurricanes had to come in and, throw in $250 million to it.
Right.
Vince McMahon's funding the entire thing. He's put teams in viable markets, and he's being smart about it in that he's not trying to compete with the NFL. He's starting with a small grade product with talented players, like guys who were cut from NFL or smaller D1 schools.
Sure.
So I'm kind of intrigued to follow that for a little bit.
I also think he's done a good job of trying to be different without trying to be crazy different.
Which is what he did the first time.
Right. It was off the rails the first time. These are changes that could be plausible. Changes that you could say, oh, that could end up, touchbacks go to the 35. That's a change, but it's not like, oh, the craziest thing I've ever seen. Cheerleaders are banging players at halftime.
Right. That's what it had, denigrated to that, John. I'm interested. I'm looking at the names. I knew the Tampa Bay Vipers, but the Dallas Renegades, they got a cool logo. Houston Roughnecks.
Yep. They also have Bob Stoops.
Yeah, that's right.
There's some legitimacy there. We talked about the other day. Oliver Luck. You're trying to have some legitimacy, some creativity, some fan interaction, some cool logos. I don't know if it'll work. And
right.
I don't actually, before I can say I don't know if it'll work, what does work mean? Like, what do you have to do to be a success? Just exist? Exist past a year? Exist for 2 years? Do you have to reach a certain point of revenue, how much money you're making? Is he willing to break even for a few years just to try to establish?
Well, what helps out? He's got that Fox Network TV deal through SmackDown. That's funding a lot.
Right.
Let's grab Bill in the car. Final call of NFL Sunday. Go ahead, Bill.
Guys, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Super.
Good. good. No pun intended, but I was getting a little petered out listening to Peter speak earlier.
I agree with you. I think Peter, quite honestly, just wanted to chat. I think he just wanted a friend or a couple friends to chat with, and that was his way of finding us.
Peter sounds like a lonely man.
Yes.
Anyways.
If you were writing a golf book, you'd be lonely too.
Damn straight.
If I was writing a golf book, I'd be in an insane asylum.
With AB.
What do you got about Tebow?
So here's the thing. Josh McDaniel, believe it or not, helped that franchise. Not even going to mention his name.
Cutler.
They did.
They got huge. Yep.
And all because Josh McDaniel alienated Cutler. And I'm sorry, right. I just said his name.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like the people of Denver should still be grateful. They were great for a few years, really, because of Josh McDaniel. And no one really looks at it that way.
He did draft Demaryius Thomas. He did some good things, Bill. I mean,
he's still the most hated man in Denver sports, I've been told.
No kidding.
The most hated man in the history of Denver sports, Josh.
More than Carmelo Anthony.
Yep.
Because Carmelo Anthony left town. No kidding.
I've been told they despise Josh there.
Wow.
He just alienated everyone.
Hey, you know what? People can talk about Brady and how he ended the season. He threw a pick six to Eric Rowe. He threw a pick six to Logan Ryan. Hey, at least Brady never threw a pick six in the Super Bowl, unlike Peyton Manning, who did it against the Saints and lost the Super Bowl. It literally
did throw a pick six against the Dolphins that cost him any chance to go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but in the Super Bowl, though, that's pretty bad.
Did throw a pick six to end the wild card game.
All right. I'll be back on tomorrow night, 10 to 1. You're in tomorrow with...
What day is tomorrow? Monday.
Yeah.
7 to 9 with Mutt.
7 to 9 with Mutt.
Yeah, baby.
Yep. 7 to 9
Monday
hour
night,
Mutt.
No football. That's big, big time. That's
all right.
Permanent
I'll be
slot.
In after you guys from 10 to 1. I appreciate everybody called, everybody listened, everybody texted. Keep it locked to your Pro Bowl coverage, pregame show, and then it's kicking off at 3 o'clock right here on 93.7 WEEI.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.